Oh, so Gareth.
Yes, Andrew.
Guess what I was playing the other day?
I'm gonna have to say you've been playing Metal Gear Solid.
Actually, I wasn't because I wasn't allowed to play video games on the weekend, but we'll get into that in a second.
We will. Does that have anything to do with Dead Space 2?
No, but it was just as good. I was playing Barkley, Shut Up and Jam Gaiden.
Gaiden.
It's actually chapter one of the Hoops Barkley saga. It's a freeware game based on Charles Barkley. The synopsis is, in the year 2055, basketball is dead. And it's a cyberpunk sort of 16-bit game. It's real fun, it's real free, and I recommend it.
So
If you
tell
like
me,
Chrono Trigger.
okay. Yeah, you were showing me this before we started. Now, I hope that the way we're talking right now doesn't make it sound like we're doing an ad place for this game.
Oh, well, I
But
wouldn't have anything against that.
you're showing us, and it is very much 16-bit, inspired by Final Fantasy IV through 6 and Chrono Trigger,
Chrono Trigger
and
and
a bunch of other games.
yeah,
Earthbound.
maybe Earthbound. The sprites look similar to Earthbound too, I
Dragon
guess.
Warrior, Dragon Quest,
16-bit RPGs.
Basketball, Basketball Jones.
Well, what happened, and it is very Space Jam inspired, is Barkley in New York City performed a chaos dunk, which wiped out New York's population and decimated the city.
Like Meteor from Final Fantasy IV.
Exactly. Or any Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy IV specifically.
Seven more specifically, Meteor was going to destroy
Final
the
Fantasy IV
seven
specifically.
Meteor was going to destroy the planet, and Holy had to stop it. Please.
Okay, I'm not
Please.
even gonna spoil four
Meteor.
for you.
As I know Meteor. I've already beaten Gobez with a Meteor, and Telos, or whatever his name is, died. I know that. It's a 20-year-old game. No one whined about the spoilers.
Okay then. But still, it had a spot in this story.
You're right. I'm sorry. So what are we even talking about Barkley Ball for?
Barkley balls?
It's not. Stop it. Hey, you're Charles Barkley.
I don't. This is Beard and Tie episode. This is our 10th anniversary spectacular
And as
show.
Final Fantasy X
That's gonna
says,
be.
you don't need a reason to help people.
Yes. What are some other tens that we can do? We don't have anything special lined up for you guys.
No, I
It's
just had
just our 10th
surgery, so I'm a
episode.
little bit not in my A game.
Yeah. What happened? Your surgery. We talked about this a few episodes ago.
Well,
You had laser
TLDR,
eye?
my vision is augmented.
Yeah, I saw you today. I went into your workplace and you look like Adam Jensen
I have to wear
with your
sunglasses
sunglasses.
for 4 or 5 days because it protects me from the harsh UV rays of the sun and the harsh dust of real life.
Is that because you're not wearing them
No, I'm not wearing
more
them
often?
anymore because I'm done. I see
Oh.
better than I ever did with contacts. It was a 7-minute surgery, completely painless. All it did was make my eyes go out of focus for a bit, which was great because I love Oblivion. And now I see super sharp.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
The Elder Scrolls?
yes.
Never. From now on, I will call them The Elder Scrolls 4, and Oblivion is the movie.
Okay. So now that you're done, did you take a chance to watch the scene from Dead Space 2 that I've been telling you about?
I have watched it, and that's why I was so scared during the surgery. My head was shaking.
Oh my
And it was
God.
like Clockwork Orange. They held it open with the metal clamps, and they keep putting these drops in, and you just want it to stop. And you're like, not Beethoven. He didn't do anything.
I still can't believe that you're awake for that whole thing.
It was really weird watching it. Like, they cut your eye open, and then it's all yellow, and then it's all out of focus, and then it's all wet. And then you see great.
Wet and wild.
Honestly, the best way I can tell you people to see what it looks like is just watch Kim Kardashian's Keeping Up with the Kardashians. There's an episode where Kim gets LASIK, and you can see the process in its entirety.
Oh God.
In case anyone wants to torture themselves.
It's much easier watching your sex tape than that watching that surgery.
Much easier, am I right, Garrett?
Yeah.
And we just high-fived.
I think they could hear it.
I haven't
Okay,
seen it.
let's talk about what happened this weekend. Probably your.
Well, I wasn't on anything. I was in bed. So tell me what happened this weekend,
Okay,
Garrett.
well, it was every nerd's favorite holiday.
Oh, the holiday I had
May
to
the
miss.
4th be with you.
I actually had a nightmare about that. I dreamed that we were doing the Stormtroopers, the 501st Legion, and I were doing an event for a hockey rink for poor children that were playing hockey. And I dreamed I was late and I got kicked out of the
And
Legion.
their hockey sticks were lightsabers.
No.
Oh.
I don't know why Stormtroopers were doing a hockey event. But yeah, I was really sad that I had to miss it because of my surgery, but it's usually a day I very much enjoy.
Yeah, what do you usually do that day? Do you get together with your stormtrooper pals and
well, for example,
do something like go to Silver Snail.
Yeah,
or
Silver Snail. It coincided to be on Free Comic Book Day this year, so of course it was huge. You know, we're doing events for Silver Snail. All these people, Indigo and Chapters, had a lot of things for Star Wars Day. So we were just all over the city doing various events for the commemoration of Star Wars.
And that was another thing. Free Comic Book Day happened, and obviously you didn't. You were in bed all day.
Well, I don't even read comic books, you know that. But you must have had a kick.
You've read.
I read Watchmen. I read Dark Knight.
You've read Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the graphic novel based on the girl.
The movie based on the book.
The Dragon Tattoo,
based
the
on
novel.
The game.
By Stieg Larsson.
If they were to make a game of that, I think it would be like Heavy Rain. I think
it would be much more terrifying than Heavy Rain.
Jason.
A lot more uncomfortable.
Yeah, that game was sometimes uncomfortable.
It was always uncomfortable. Can we spoil that game?
Sean!
Can we spoil it? Skip ahead 1 minute if you don't want to hear Heavy Rain spoilers.
You know what? 30 seconds.
Okay, 30 seconds. Like
Scott Shelby,
start
who saw
now.
That coming?
Holy shit. What about when you decided to chop your finger off? How'd you chop your finger off?
I don't remember, actually. The sharpest object, I think it was the scissors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's pretty brutal, though.
Oh. I think my brother used a serrated blade to cut through it, so he had to like go through once and he falls down and he has to go up to finish the job.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
But I think I just had a knife and I just did in one fell swoop.
Yeah, just no. But you do get to play as an FBI agent, which is something we're both very fond of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Heavy Rain, are you excited for
Willem Dafoe's game breakthrough?
Yeah. Willem Dafoe and Ellen Page.
Ellen Page is in too many games
souls.
These days. She's like,
when is she ever? What was the first game she was in?
Wasn't she in that The Last of Us?
That's just a girl that looks like Ellen Page.
It was voiced by her, too, I think.
Nope.
Oh, come
that
on.
That girl's like 13 years old in The Last of Us.
Oh, not like, anyway. I'm not going to put down Ellen Page. She's Canadian.
Okay, but she's just not in The Last of Us.
Haven't seen
she Juno. Has. what video games do you think that she's been in?
That one.
Okay. So, Free Comic Book Day. I was actually working on Saturday. I got off at 12, though, so it wasn't too long a day.
You started at, midnight, then.
Yeah. But what happened was I ran down to the comic book store that's by my place. Shout out to Fourth Dimension, if anybody's listening, from Newmarket.
Much better than the Third Dimension.
Yes. Go check out that comic book store. It's awesome. But we got there at 12. I got there at, 12, 12:30,
mm-hmm.
1 o'clock.
I like that. Get off work at 12, get there at 12.
It's right across the street.
All
right. It's right across the street. No. It was more closer to 1 o'clock.
Fair enough.
But I got there at 1 o'clock and cleaned out completely. There was only, three types of comic books that were left, but they were all, the dumb Charlie Brown comic books.
What's a Charlie Brown comic book?
Because Charlie Brown is a comic strip.
Oh,
this is just
much
longer comic strips. So, I missed out on that completely, but however, the store did have some awesome sales, 40% off on all graphic novels.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm. So I picked up, and I just saw, and was just in, because Iron Man 3 is coming in, so I was all in the mood for, fuck yeah, Iron Man.
Tony Stark.
I want to read more about Tony Stark, so I picked up a few of those. Like, I picked up Civil War, which was from a Civil War Iron Man, where he's chit-chatting to Captain America about everything. And apparently it's a very popular series, so I'm looking forward to diving into that.
I love Steve Rogers.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of Iron Man, I saw Iron Man 3.
Legend of Ben Kingsley?
Yes.
Playing a mysterious ethnic role?
Holy shit. That movie is awesome.
Take your comments and keep them in your pocket.
I will. Okay.
Haven't seen
this.
This
is very spoiler-free until next week's podcast when you're hopefully going to see it.
No, I asked my doctor two questions. Will it hurt, and can I see Iron Man 3 this weekend? And
no, you didn't.
He said, I did. He said no to both.
Oh.
So I haven't seen
it
yet.
So it did hurt.
No, it didn't hurt.
Oh, okay.
It didn't hurt.
My mistake. But Iron Man 3 is awesome.
Basically Avengers.
I thought it was a better movie than The Dark Knight Rises.
Director of Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
I know. I was thinking about you the whole time because
I love that film.
You love Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Mm-hmm. It was really a film that helped bring Robert Downey Jr. back from the brink of
Iron Man 2.
Iron Man Kiss Kiss Bang Bang came out 2 years before Iron Man 1.
Yes.
But it helped him come back from the brink from... I think he got blacklisted because he got... He went to jail for drug possession and whatever, and he hadn't had a solid role in years.
That was a low.
Mm-hmm. And then he came back.
Iron Man
kiss,
did it.
Kiss, kiss, bang, bang.
I'd say Iron Man more than kiss, kiss, bang,
I think kiss, kiss, bang, bang.
Well,
because it showed just how great of an actor he was.
Yeah.
That final scene where he's just smoking a cigarette outside.
What, in Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang?
Yeah.
The final scene is in front of a video camera, and Val Kilmer and him are working together.
Well, maybe that too. I don't know. But it's great.
I cannot wait
great.
To see
I'm
it.
Not going
to
spoil anything.
Oh, just tell me in vague terms, does it really tie into the Avengers?
It ties in a little bit. Like, they do... It does reference that the Avengers happened.
Mm.
And I think the whole like, shtick of the movie is that he's kind of suffering post-traumatic stress disorder from what took place in the Avengers, what with him... Going into space for the first time and then following
almost
back
dying,
through the
yeah.
wormhole.
Everyone's seen Avengers. There's no spoilers. It's fine.
Okay, fine. Yeah, so it does reference that. Okay, I'm not gonna spoil anything, but I'm gonna say they do something really cool with the Mandarin.
Like they put sunglasses on him?
I'm not gonna say anything. They just do something really cool with him that a lot of people are gonna hate.
Okay.
But I thought, I don't know, had they done it any other way, I would have been pissed off too.
Hmm.
But it's just, the way they do it is just so awesome and so, it's just amazing.
Be awesome.
Not amazing, but it's just like...
Amazing is a word you can use.
No, well, you haven't seen it. It's just great.
It's
I just,
well done.
I loved what they did with it. I
can't
loved
wait.
What they did with it.
Can I ask you in vague terms how Guy Pearce was in it?
Well, let me tell you about Guy Pearce.
But not too much.
He's good.
Good.
He's really good.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Do you know what Guy Pearce is in the movie at all?
He starts as a cripple and becomes cool or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, basically he's like the developer of Extremis.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. The
from the comics.
Dude, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to hear any more.
Okay, do you want me to stop talking about Iron Man 3?
Well, unless you're going to be non-specific.
Okay.
Which is going to be for very boring podcasting. So.
Okay. Well... I think it goes without saying to stay till the end of the credits.
Of course.
It's not as...
Samuel L. Jackson?
Samuel L. Jackson goes into a high school.
Oh, no.
Goes to the guidance counselor and says, I'm looking for Peter Parker.
Oh, come on. That doesn't happen. They probably eat, like, a hamburger or something.
No. It's not... Well, it's not like the end of Iron Man 2 where it zooms in on Thor's hammer. Not zooms in, but the camera pulls back and reveals Thor's hammer.
Yeah.
But it's not like the end of the Avengers when they're just eating shawarma.
Okay.
It's something. It's something a lot more substantial than that, and it's.
I'm glad.
And it's another thing that's awesome.
We
and
are in
I
phase
think you'll love it.
You think I'll love it?
Maybe not.
He's
actually,
my favorite superhero.
I loved it.
I don't think I have a favorite superhero. Batman, I guess.
Your favorite superhero is the Rocketeer.
Yes. Is James Bond a superhero?
I think he's a hero.
I think we're all heroes.
We can... I wish I could swim.
What?
Like dolphins. Like
Wait.
Dolphins can swim.
Oh, heroes. Thank you.
Yes.
But nothing.
Nothing.
Can tear us away. All right.
Okay.
David Bowie.
David Bowie.
Still alive. He's going to be in, maybe, Hannibal, that TV show I haven't watched yet.
I thought you were going to say maybe as in Call Me Maybe.
Oh, I thought you were going to mean like maybe as in Arrested Development.
No, I talk about that show. All the time.
Except on the podcast.
Yeah. It's, well, I say it's an awesome show and blah blah blah.
People are talking about that being in high school. Like, go watch this.
Do you know, fuck everybody from my high school. Because I was watching Arrested Development when it was airing. I'm like, oh, I was going, this is the funniest show ever made. And all my friends were like, oh, this fucking show, it's so fucking bad, so stupid. And now they all love it. So fuck those guys.
Well, you know, it's high school, man. Who cares? It's over. Move on. You're not a football league jockey anymore.
Couldn't they listen to me?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
They're lost.
Should we talk about video games?
I saw
you... Or
do you
want to talk about more movies?
What?
Do you want to talk about more movies?
Can I just quickly ask why you so disdainfully put away my Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes case?
Okay. So.
I just saw you put it
away.
Let's talk. Very sadly.
Let's talk.
Okay.
I decided, I've been, I don't know why.
I recommend
but
it.
But I have Metal Gear on the brain.
Good. Good theme song. That's why. They don't use that theme song anymore, though.
I know, unfortunately.
But
it is the best song of the Metal Gear franchise.
It's the best song of the video game franchise.
Yes.
Continue.
No,
got Metal Gear on the brain.
No, I was just thinking about the Dragon Roost Island theme.
That's no. That's,
how does it go again? That's the best song.
It's a good theme, not the best.
That's the best video game. That's the best theme.
Wind Waker's theme song is good.
What theme song? Yes, yeah.
Okay, we're going to stop doing
that,
this.
Oh, man. The Wind Waker honestly has the best Zelda music, I'm going to say it. Fuck you.
Maljera's battle is great. Eh? That one with the worm thing? But no, it's got more quality tracks in it. No, the tracks in it are better, but it doesn't have as many good tracks. Can I say that?
Yes, I can. Yeah, because thinking about it now, it really...
It's like a bad album. I was going to bridge this to Adele, but we won't do that yet. I was telling Gareth before the show that I think Adele's album, 21, is one of the only albums I can think of that is perfect in every way.
Oh, well, you're glossing over Pixie's Doolittle.
What?
That, you know. Here Comes Your Man.
Is that like an album?
No, it's a song. You were singing it a few days ago.
I was?
Yeah.
How does it go?
I don't want to sing it. I can't sing it.
So, yeah, I don't remember singing that.
Okay. But also, another perfect album?
What?
Fuck, I forgot what it's called.
The Who?
No, I don't think. Well, Who's Next is Near Perfect.
Near Perfect. I can listen to every single song.
Oh, yeah, that's
Adele.
Right. Rural Alberta Advantages Departing.
What is that?
What is that?
Can we take like a cast of votes from everyone in the room and ask who knows what that is? Because it's going to be like 50-50.
Oh, I know.
Or just ask our listeners who knows what Rural Alberta Wasteland or whatever that is.
Advantage
is? I don't
know. I will say, that name, Rural Alberta Advantage. Okay.
Weren't we talking about Metal Gear Solid?
We were, but then you want to talk about Adele and perfect albums, so I just tossed out perfect albums. Real perfect albums.
Adele's is really perfect. Like, yes, Rolling in the Deep is overplayed, but every other song is still completely listenable as a single. Like, she could release any of those songs as a single, and she still reached number one.
I don't know.
Fire to the Rain had exact same popularity, I'd argue. But I know you're not the biggest Adele fan, so we don't need to...
I much prefer Cold Specs.
That's because it's like... Oh, and then there's that chick that's like, well, clap your hands, stomp your feet. That sounds just like
Adele.
What the
fuck is that?
That song, Stompa. She's from
Who's
Peterborough.
What the fuck is Stompa?
It's a song, not a musician. I don't remember her name, and we don't have time to fact check, but she released that new single that everyone thinks is Adele, but it's not. And she's from Peterborough. And she won a Grammy, or at least was nominated for one. Not a Grammy, a Juno, whatever the Canadian equivalent is.
And then she lost to Adele.
Adele was not at the Canadian Music Awards, no.
Then she lost to Cold Specs.
She actually lost to Carly Rae Jepsen, I think, for Call Me Maybe. Because she's Canadian, in case you forget.
Gosh dang. Mm-hmm. What was it, like, most...
Best single.
Most hits on YouTube?
I don't know. Most parodies, probably. But it's that Stompa song is good.
Wait,
because
Call
it's
Me
very...
Maybe actually won?
Yes.
For best song?
A Juno, though. Who cares? It's not a Grammy.
I care, because there's so much better Canadian music.
One Direction made a special satellite appearance. They're Canadian, right?
No.
Michael Bublé hosted. He was really good.
Why wasn't he goddamn singing?
This was weeks ago. Why didn't we talk about this?
I don't know. How many people listen to their music? I completely forgot to watch it.
I don't care about music.
Because Grammys are... The Grammys are fucking garbage. I fucking hate that
show. Fuck that mainstream fat cat
noise. No. It's just like... I don't know what they're doing. But the Canadian, because Canadian music I follow, and I'm like,
I know
more.
Do.
I like a lot more of the bands that get recognized.
You go to Lee's Palace sometimes.
Yeah.
That's so Canadian.
It's to see where they film Scott Pilgrim.
That's the only reason I go.
A scene in Scott Pilgrim.
And it wasn't even Lee's Palace, it was a remake made set of Lee's Palace somewhere else. That's okay. It's
yeah,
in the comics
okay.
more than
it
is.
It looks
in
like Lee's Palace.
It looks great.
I don't know. Wait. Now I can't remember which scene it was. I need to watch it again and rethink my decision.
It's when the Clash of Demon Head is playing. Anyway, Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, I started playing it today.
Twin Snakes. Even though we have
the original.
Remake
of... Well, you say
best
that...
Best tagline ever. Classic metal, new gear. That's what that game is. But yeah, we have the PS1 version on the PS3, but...
Well, you keep saying that Twin Snakes is like the perfect remake.
I say that,
I don't know if you've ever actually said that.
No, I have said that. No, I said Resident Evil was the perfect remake.
That's true.
I say I really like Twin Snakes because it's just like Metal Gear Solid 2, which is pretty perfect as far as like the old Metal Gear games go. Except I have a lot of problems with that game now, but we don't need to talk about that right now.
You have a lot of what?
Problems with Metal Gear Solid 2.
Oh, okay.
Jack, do you remember what day it is?
Oh, yeah, because you don't like Raiden.
I like Raiden.
I thought you hated him.
I thought I liked Raiden. Actually, now I hate him. This is what it was. He was
quick
cool
turnaround.
I'm very temperamental.
Because he was a breakdancing cyborg ninja.
Who cares about what I say, Gareth? What did you think of Metal Gear Solid Twin
Okay,
Snakes?
Okay, here's the thing about Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't find the codec?
I am awful.
Are you playing on liquid easy?
I'm playing on very easy.
Okay.
And I am still fucking terrible at stealth games.
You know how I got that game? For a Gatorade. I gave my friend a Gatorade and he gave me that video game.
Well, I'd say that was worth it.
Yeah, but
yeah,
that's how much
you made a good call.
Game.
I'd do that for a video game.
I got Kirby Crystal Shards. Someone paid me $5 to take it from them. I love that game. But continue. You're bad at that game.
I'm bad at stealth games. Like that first part where
you come up out of the water. Right?
Where you're coming out of the water and then, like, there's two guys in the room. And I was just shooting them. I was, for the first part of the first few, like, rooms of the game, I was just shooting everybody I could by the tranquilizer gun.
No.
Not really realizing that I don't have to do that.
No. You want to avoid them. You can go through that entire game without meeting anybody.
I know, but I'm not I don't know
and
what
if you're
I'm
going to shoot them.
You got to
go into first person mode and aim at them in the head. That's something you can do in this game that you couldn't in the original Metal Gear, which I beat and was much, much harder than Twin Snakes because you can't go into first person mode.
Can I tell you how far I've gotten the game today?
Yes.
I just beat Revolver Ocelot.
Whoa, so you actually are playing it. You didn't give up.
Yeah, I didn't give
up.
So
why'd you put the game away?
Because here's the thing. I played for like 2.5, maybe 3 hours.
Can we just say that this guy is the greatest gun
I only
ever
did
made?
Like. I only went to three rooms that took like 10 minutes to play through. All the rest was codec conversations and cutscenes.
How was the cinematography? Is that not enough to get you into film school? Because it was for me. It's such a... They redid all the cutscenes, all the voices, all the original voice actors. They gave Mei Ling less of an accent. The voice acting in that game is so good that in the flashbacks in Metal Gear Solid 4, they use that game's audio.
Oh, really?
But they use the original's cutscenes.
Hmm.
But, you know, that's a testament.
So here's the thing. There's just so little gameplay compared to the story. You want to know the last thing I did in that game before I shut it off?
6 bullets, more than enough to kill anything that moves?
Okay. I listened to the president of DARPA talk about nuclear waste for half an hour. I had no idea what the fuck was going on.
It was very topical back when it was released, okay, Gary?
But, like, it's just, like, I'll stick with it, because I have a feeling that it's going to pick up in action.
It does.
Okay.
The cutscenes become more spread out.
What about the codec conversations?
Also.
Because those are so
I know, that is
long.
What I hate more about most about
so
Metal Gear Solid 2.
So long.
I vowed never to skip them. I'm skipping all of them in my second playthrough of Metal Gear Solid 2. They're just so bad. Nothing happens. You're just listening. It's like a radio drama. It's... Oh, can I just... Quick segue. I listened to the BBC's radio drama of Dracula the other day, starring Tom Hiddleston, and it was
Dracula.
Great, because I had all these, like, bandages on my eyes, and I was sitting there in the dark listening to this, and I felt like I was, like, a World War II, or, like, prisoner of war or something, listening to the radio, and it was so cool. I could visualize everything with the sound effects, and Dracula's a really cool story. They should make, like, a survival horror video game based on it. Mm. Not Castlevania.
Well, I
have
like
you read the original book or listened to the original book like I did? It's
yeah, so Castlevania.
That's not
fucking solid.
Yeah, it's solid. But
solid game.
Dracula's a great story. It's so interesting. It's like paranoia and like diseases and all this stuff. And
whereas Castle rises out of Japan in the year 2000. This is from Castlevania, Dawn of Sorrow.
I haven't seen that. Wait, does that actually happen?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe Konami just wanted to set the game in Japan.
Maybe they just realized that Metal Gear is their only good franchise. Although they do make Mystical Ninja starring Goemon.
When was the last time you played a Mystical Ninja starring Mystical Ninja star Goemon game for current gen consoles?
They had a kart racer.
When?
The Game Boy Advance.
Oh god, that's...
I love those characters though.
Okay. Yeah, so Metal Gear.
You're gonna keep up with it.
I'm gonna try to keep up with it. I'm trying to see what you see with those...
Honestly,
laser eyes of yours.
Everything I see in that game was just incredibly improved upon in Deus Ex Human Revolution. Just play that.
I think that game might be a little too old.
Deus Ex?
No, not the game that came out last year. The game that came out 15 years ago.
Oh, Deus Ex.
No.
Metal Gear Solid.
You. Yeah, Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
It didn't age well. That's why I'm saying it's really good for those types of games, the old Metal Gear games, but it's just like the original Resident Evils. They haven't aged amazingly.
Mm-hmm.
You play them if you're fans of them, but the newer iterations are more accessible, definitely. Like, when Subsistence, Metal Gear Solid 3's re-release versions, had that over-the-shoulder camera, they reinvented the gameplay, and it was for the better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they used in 4, and everyone says that game controls, you know, better than,
Metal Gear Solid 1, the Twin Snakes.
Yes. But...
here's another thing. The first-person mode... It's so
bad. You can say bad.
It's not bad because it does help to go in the first person to shoot at Revolver Ocelot.
It makes the game too easy.
Yeah, but also because when you go into first person, and then you go back to third person to move around, I wasn't able to orientate myself to the way it was moving. So like, if I was looking, when you had to put the C4 on the walls, when you had to look at the walls in first person to put the C4 on.
You did not have to do that.
Because you can also tap on it to see if it's hollow.
Yes.
I went for the way that was going to be a lot faster.
Fair enough.
But it's just the way, when you look at it, in first person, you're looking at it straight on.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you go back into third person, it's actually to the right of you. So you need to move the control stick right. But when you go back to... But when you get out of first person, you're still orientated to first person. So you wanted to go forward to it, so you push forward on the control stick. So which you're actually moving up and not to the right.
I
don't know. It's just a weird...
I know. I've never experienced that myself. But it is quirky, I guess. I just haven't noticed it. There's a lot of weird things about that game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just how old it is, and people didn't think of, you know, what made the most sense back in the day.
Also, Hideo Kojima, he missed the first fucking rule on screenwriting.
What do you mean? Have your hero
show, don't tell.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe that's just the Japanese to English translation.
Because they've been telling me a lot of things, but showing me nothing.
That's because you're supposed to show them in the first Metal Gear games for the NES, which are very hard to play. Oh, they're so hard to get through. And you know what? It takes them hours to be beaten. A good NES game only takes you an hour at the most.
you know what would be a really good way for them to craft the Metal Gear Solid story?
Because
it's already so convoluted that the only way to explain everything is in talking heads.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a better way
visual comic
of presenting the story of Metal Gear Solid is not by Snake talking to somebody for half an hour, but by just when you sneak past like two guards that are talking to each other, they just feed you little bits of information along the way. So you hear a little bit of what's happening with Decoy Octopus or what's happening with the Hind D.
That would be good. And that's what they do in Deus Ex.
Yeah, maybe it's just because I've been playing Bioshock and Bioshock Infinite, where you just find the voice recordings and you play it.
Hey,
jerk
off. I was playing Bioshock a lot the other day at your suggestion.
And?
It's great. It's a great game.
Then why am I a jerk off?
Because you kept making fun of me for not playing it.
Yeah, and you like it, so...
Thank you, Gareth.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrew.
It's maybe more fun to play than Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes.
Yes.
I won't lie. I went back and played that last year. It was tough to get through. I just have really fond memories of it, I guess.
So should I just stop Twin Snakes and just go into Metal Gear Solid PS1?
No, Twin Snakes is more polished and definitely easier. So if you're just looking to get through it, I would do that. Oh, I think Metal Gear Solid Twin
Snakes. How long do you think it's going to take me to get through it?
I seem to recall my fastest might have been 10 hours.
Okay, so probably around 15?
Yeah. 20?
Will you sit down with me sometime and play it? Because I need you to critique me and tell me what to do.
You bet, man.
And yell at me for speedrunning through a water level.
A water level?
Yeah, we were playing Super Mario World.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't yelling at you. I was just, you gotta get the secret entrance. That's all.
Sorry. Okay. So Metal Gear. Okay, one thing I want to bring up. Two things, both E3 related. I want one to do with Microsoft, one to do with Nintendo. I want to just breeze past the Nintendo stuff, because we talk a lot about Nintendo.
No one cares.
Nobody cares. Maybe some people care, but if you want to hear about Nintendo, listen to two episodes ago. We're going to talk about it for the rest of the half episode.
You actually have the continuity in mind. That's impressive.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Don't you ever go back to listen to these old episodes?
No, I don't.
Yeah, neither do I.
Okay.
I already lived it. But, yes, and I think because Jason brought this up with us when we talked last, he says that I already owe you a pizza because Nintendo's not doing their big E3 press conference this year.
I don't remember. How can they announce that Pokemon Red and Blue is coming to the eShop?
Because they're still doing Nintendo Directs at the time of E3. It counts. You said you'd give
it's
me
only because I let it count. I'm being nice here because I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay, well...
I was so excited for Majora's Mask.
Okay, I saw it on a retailer's website.
In Spain.
I'm sorry.
Spain lies.
Oh, okay. Never mind. It's cool. Sorry. I tried. I'm sorry, Andrew. I'm sorry.
You know what?
You
they gave me Earthbound. It's good enough. I'm going to get an
but
8.
You
I'm
still
gonna get
might
a Wii
be able
now.
To hear it. But anyway... So, Nintendo isn't doing their big E3 two-hour press conference.
I don't know what they're thinking.
They're opting to do more, like, three Nintendo Directs throughout the show. What?
So silly. So
why
silly.
Is it so silly for you?
Because...
You know how fucking retarded their E3 press conferences are.
Well, they had one good one.
They had one good one when they announced the 3DS
yeah,
and all
the
Wii games. That was awesome.
I'm but excited for Other M.
Oh,
the baby.
I saw Adam, and all my emotions came rolling back to
me. Stop it. Just please. Mm. I think it's silly because, you know, Nintendo, Japanese, they're all about tradition. E3, the big three. That's the
yeah, but E3
is
for mostly American.
Just because it's set in America doesn't mean, okay, maybe. But, I don't know, like, they're worried about the lack of Wii U sales? This isn't the way to do it, by lessening their presence in the gaming community?
I would agree with you, but do you think it's probably a issue that... Two things. One, hosting one of these press conferences costs a lot of money.
They can't be hurting that bad.
That's true. Like, I think they have $1.5 billion in the bank.
They are fine. They're releasing Animal Crossing soon. Like, they're good.
I don't. Okay, quick detour. Does Animal Crossing really sell that well in the West?
I don't know. I just know I play them for hundreds of hours.
Okay, because I don't know if it's a system seller.
It certainly
is. It
was
gonna
for the
sell
DS.
Millions.
I don't know about for the GameCube, but it definitely was a system seller for the DS. And we're gonna find out soon when we get all these street tags and shit. It's gonna be like Fire Emblem all over again.
But
all we're gonna get
Fire,
is Animal Crossing.
I think Fire Emblem even sold like.
Fire Emblem was a system seller.
Yeah, that's true. But that only sells 300,000 in North America.
Wow, it's like...
I think. But no, wait, but they haven't released digital...
You know what No More Heroes sold in North America? Like 31,000 copies.
I have one of those.
You got No More Heroes?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah, I learned how to do the jerk-offs to charge your lightsaber.
That game also got me into film school.
Man. Like, that game really slingshotted... Suda 51 in the limelight.
So many good quotes, but I'm not going to say any of them.
Okay. Anyway, back to E3. You think it's a bad idea?
Yes.
I'm with you there in some respect.
What respect aren't you?
Because, yeah, you're right. They do want to have, like, this big announcement stuff. But last year's was so weak,
mm-hmm.
and the year before that was pretty weak.
Mm-hmm.
The one where they showed 3DS and all the other games, that was the only time where I think that they
killed it.
Yeah, they gave us something awesome,
mm-hmm.
like just pure awesome.
I was so excited that day.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they just like make games again, and then they can announce shit, and then the problem's solved? Or
just not games for the Wii U.
Why they gotta announce something like every month or whatever their Nintendo Directs are? Like, they could just build up the hype.
I don't know. That's another thing. That's another problem, is because not that many people are tuned in to Nintendo Directs as they are
in E3. Yeah,
only hardcore fans. Mm-hmm. Who are already going, either own the system or are going to buy it.
Well, I don't know. Like, I'm sure a bunch of 8-year-olds have, like, the Nintendo channel thing on their 3DS. Don't they broadcast them through there, too?
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know.
But,
I don't know if anyone watches them. But
these are... You need to get people's moms and babies to buy the Wii U. But, who knows? But I think, like, doing a Nintendo Direct can kind of... is okay for them, because they're still going to be able to announce games
mm-hmm.
and have games playable.
So you're saying, like, they're going to do that, and then, like, IGN will do the rest, because they'll just be on every game.
Well, that's
the
thing,
because,
like, they're not showing, like, they're doing, like, a behind-closed-doors presentation for shareholders and press members. Just
can we become
a member of the press yet? All the boring stuff that we don't want to watch.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's the way that E3 has been going for... past few years, is that it's more presented to CEOs of retailers. But
God,
we'll see. I don't know, this could go either way. Maybe they are planning on doing something huge that's gonna blow Sony and Microsoft and Ubisoft.
I just wish it was 2000 whatever again, and like, remember the PS3's Ridge Racer?
Well, that's probably gonna happen again with boom Xbox. It's either okay. A lot of people think that it's going to be called Xbox Infinity.
Not Xbox Infinity?
No, Xbox Infinity.
Xbox 720.
They call it that because Spot Windows 8, you turn the 8 on its side, and it's an infinity sign. You have Russell Crowe ride on your bicycle around.
Or as Kurt Vonnegut said, infinity is just zero with a twist.
Oh,
yeah. Oh God.
Yeah. So... I had a mini stroke there.
A little seizure.
Oh, man. So they've announced that they're going to do a press conference, much like what Sony did a few months ago when they announced the PS4. It's slated for the end of May, where they're going to have... It's basically going to be the reveal of Xbox 720, Xbox Infinity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my only problem is, do you think that date is too late? Because you have E3, because it's at the end of May, E3 would have been like a week later.
Yeah, I don't understand what the point is. Why don't they just do it at E3?
Exactly.
Maybe they got so much to present at E3, they don't have time to reveal a system.
Microsoft is one of those E3 conferences.
At least they're not going to announce a partnership with Coke or whatever.
Fuck you.
I didn't even ever see a PS3 in a Coke bottle in my life.
Yeah, that's true.
What's up with that?
I've never seen that.
Is it like
even on the PSN store? I've never seen
Coke anything.
No, not maybe like they announced it and it just fell through afterwards.
Who knows?
Before they can implement anything. Yeah, but that was weird.
Yeah.
But are you excited to learn more about Xbox Infinity?
No, why would I be?
Because it's next gen.
Don't care. I'm an adult. But no, I've just never like. I figure whatever Xbox has got, other than whatever their stupid motion control thing is, PS3 is going to do the exact same thing. Maybe not better. Maybe not worse, but...
More exclusives, that's for sure.
What, the Xbox?
More exclusive than the Xbox, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. So, I'm just going to do what I've been doing, you know, Nintendo, PlayStation. I'm fine. I don't need to get three consoles.
For the rest of your life.
Well, the rest of my adult life.
Which is the rest of your life.
Until I'm a senior.
That's still an adult.
That's my final form, if you will.
It will be interesting. I'm very interested in seeing what Xbox Infinity is going to be like.
I just can't see how it could be any better than whatever the stupidness of the PS4 is. Like, it's going to be always online, it's going to have good graphics, and that's going to be all it is.
Yeah. I think they're going to be doing a bigger push to the casual, because it seems like they're more reliant on Kinect than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like Star Wars Kinect. I'm don't going sing solo. But yeah, because like every Xbox game you see, it's in the purple case and it says better with Kinect.
Yes.
And you also have the Illuma Room, which is going to like, it flashes like the sides of the screen up or something like that.
I'm sorry, just speaking of Kinect, I know this is stupid. I know this is petty. Is it stupid of me that I didn't buy Mass Effect 3 just because Miranda wasn't a party member in it? Because I heard that game was really good.
Just protest the ending, man.
I wasn't part of that. I don't know how it ends. I didn't.
So that's why EA is the worst company in America.
No.
Because Miranda wasn't in Mass Effect 3.
I just thought she was a good character, okay? No. We might as well talk about. You want to talk about the whole Star Wars Disney EA thing?
Yeah. So, so Disney has been bought by Star Wars. That happened last year, in the end of last year. Then LucasArts went kablooey.
Yep.
No more.
And they canceled Star Wars 1313, whatever that was.
1313. Mm-hmm. So now it's announced that EA is publishing all future Star Wars games. But weren't they already doing that? Because Pandemic Studios was owned by EA.
I actually saw a very...
BioWare is owned by EA.
I saw an intelligent little thing on Imgur of all places, which was quoting The Dark Knight. It's like, if DICE makes a new Star Wars game, it's amazing, you know? If BioWare makes another Star Wars game, it's a miracle. But suddenly EA is publishing them all, and everyone's losing their minds.
I know.
Because everyone hates EA.
Yeah, I know. Which, they're just publishing it. They're not directly involved. They're just funding the game.
But you know, like, whenever EA is involved at all, there's going to be some modicum of bullshit.
Yeah. I know a lot of people are going to be upset, and I think rightfully so, that you'd only be able to buy these games through
Origin,
which... And not Steam, which I can understand since I think a lot of people are relying on Steam and Origin.
I'm surprised I didn't have to get the Old Republic through Origin because that's an EA game.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to just get it off the site.
No, I think
maybe because
rules are different for MMOs.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
All I know is that if the potential is there for Battlefront 3 on the...
Dice on Frostbite.
Frostbite? Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. What about a Visceral made... Star Wars game.
Rogue Squadron?
Or Visceral made Rogue Squadron.
It'd be good. It'd be good.
Okay. Okay.
I'm obviously excited.
Again, you're the Star Wars expert, so what do you want? What do you want?
Tell
me what you want.
Whatever
what do you want? What do you want to see Jabba the Hutt in? Do you want to see Bounty Hunter's game? I don't know.
I don't really give a shit about Jango Fett or Boba Fett even.
IG-88.
Oh, come on, man. No one knows who that is.
I'm sure...
The Republic Commando game.
IG-88?
Cool.
Has his own video game.
He was in
it is going
Shadows of the
to
Empire.
Sell millions.
That's the thing. I don't care who's publishing anything. Like, yes, I can complain, but any Star Wars game is better than no Star Wars game.
It's like fucking is it Random House that publishes Kurt Vonnegut books?
I don't know or care.
What exactly?
Wait, do people hate publishers too?
Well, like he is a publisher.
No, you know what I mean for books. I'm saying
that's the thing.
Why would you
hate a publisher of a book?
Because maybe they give it a stupid cover.
I don't know. I don't get it.
You know, you're
right.
Get it. We're just a bunch of neckbeards that like to complain.
Mm-hmm.
You know who can grow a big neckbeard? Robert Pattinson.
Fine. That's not... Okay, let me finish this thing about EA.
Yeah.
EA got sued recently.
Oh, really?
The class action lawsuit because... They hold a monopoly of football simulation games.
Hmm. Madden, eh?
Mm-hmm. So, and I don't even know anybody else that makes a football game.
Well, maybe that's because they have a monopoly on the football simulation genre, Garrett.
That's true. Maybe other developers should just make better football games.
Who sued them?
It's just a class act. I think it's just, I don't know. But apparently they lost, so what you can, like, what they're doing now is you can... Like, EA will like, if you send in any Madden game from 2013, from 2005 to 2013, you can send up to 8 games back for a total of, like, $200,
That's
and they'll
awesome,
refund
no
you.
No one plays those games anymore.
Exactly. Like, who still has Madden 05 for the GameCube?
I'm gonna go buy a bunch of them up from the bargain bin and send them back to EA for full
and
price.
And, like, a lot of people are saying, like, yeah, this is... This is we're winning against EA. I'm like, who the fuck is going to do this? Like, who the fuck even knows about this? Like, the people that play Madden games are not the people that hate EA.
Yeah.
Like, who, like, seriously.
Challenge everything.
Yeah. Like, it's in the game. I don't get, like, and...
It is very stupid, I agree.
Yeah, but who knows? If they have a monopoly on it, maybe that's why we haven't seen a Tecmo Bowl game. Or an NFL Blitz or whatever it is. I don't know. It's just weird.
It is odd.
It's just weird to see a video game company get sued.
I've never played Phoenix Wright. I don't know what class action means.
Yeah. But speaking of more lawsuits, Gearbox or Sega, one of those two.
Well, that's a pretty big difference, I'd argue.
Yeah. Anyway, Aliens Colonial Marine got released last month or so.
I think that is Gearbox, I want to say.
Gearbox made it. Actually, it was made between like three different studios, but predominantly Gearbox, but Gearbox outsourced almost everything out to two different studios.
Oh, okay.
Sega published it.
Oh, yeah, one of those deals.
Basically what happened was all the trailers and all the demos that they released had absolutely nothing to do with the final product.
Really?
Like, it was all...
Was the gameplay in the trailers?
Yeah, and it was one of those... In, like, the gameplay of the trailers, it was actually more... And the demo was a completely different game.
Whoa.
From the final product. And the trailers were just... Like, the final game was, like, this whole glitchy... Like, aliens would run right past you and not attack... Would just run around and not attack you. Even you could go up to them and, like, pet their little penis face and... And they do nothing.
That's very odd. How was the demo, I wonder? Like,
the demo was actually completely different. It was actually made well.
Huh.
But they've been getting sued for false advertising.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably lose, by the sounds of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who knows?
That's too bad.
But I think Randy Pitchford, and who's head of Gearbox, and I think a spokesperson for Sega, said that there are absolutely no grounds that this lawsuit can be based on.
So stubborn. Hey, you know how Medios and Disney had a crossover? What about Dead Space and Alien? Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be pretty cool.
That'd be amazing.
I don't know why Disney and Medios was the first to jump onto for crossover.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. I don't know why. Movies and games, I guess.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it sucks for Gearbox because...
Well, that's what they get. Because
it's apparently one of those things where, like...
Well, they outsourced it. They're lazy.
Yeah, and this game's been, like, in development for years.
Yeah.
Years and years. And they still... It's still, like, a glitchy, buggy mess.
I heard the best part of the game was the sound effects, which is never a good thing to say the best part of a game is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just... Just weird. Like, I don't know. I just find it weird when video game companies get sued. Because it's like, they're suing them because people didn't like a product that you made. But in this case, I think it... Because in this case, it's different.
Nintendo put the seal of quality into the vault and never used it again.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be so confident in that seal. Now it's just a seal of being a game.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so that's happening. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe it's not... But are there any other cases of a company getting sued for false advertising?
Like in the video game spectrum?
Not video game spectrum, just anything. Because I think that we should sue Oblivion for advertising Morgan Freeman.
Yeah,
and he's
actually,
only in it for 2 minutes.
And Total Recall for advertising, first of all, that it was enjoyable, and second of all, that Bill Nye was in it for more than 30 seconds.
And the slap chop, because they said that the skin's at the bottom when you slap the onion... And it comes right off. It doesn't.
Well, you know, speaking of Aliens, because this is actually exactly what happened with Aliens 3. They advertised the movie, the trailer. It was all like, aliens are on your doorstep and stuff. And like had like a dog and human houses and aliens in the suburbs. And everyone thought that Alien 3 was going to take place on Earth. But of course, the movie is completely not on Earth. And a lot of people were upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bad movie.
I guess false advertising, yeah, it's weird. It's a weird deal. It is weird because there's not like, but I guess in this case, when you're trying to advertising something that is much, much better than the product that you're actually trying to sell, that's that's kind of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I don't know how law works, so I don't know if this is going to be thrown out or just...
We'll definitely report back on it. You know what I really wanted to like?
What? Metal Gear Solid?
Duke Nukem Forever.
Why would you put that? Why did you want to like that?
It was cool, man. Always bet on Duke.
Always bet. Oh.
And the gameplay looked like it was clever and fun, and like there was like some freedom to it. And then I played the demo, and I had such a sad time. It was really, really not fun.
What are you talking about?
And like you can
pick
up
his poop. It's hilarious.
And it just wasn't fun.
I'm gonna throw shit on the wall.
What am I doing?
I'm going to microwave a rat.
That's what I thought. Like, you could do all this random shit. Like, you could draw on the dry erase board. You could pick up your shit. And
it yeah, just... signs of a good game.
I thought it was.
You want... Yeah, that's what you want fucking children making your video games. I'm kidding. Like...
It was bad.
I'm being a little hard on it. Like, people think that video games should be all serious and stuff. But...
If
they're just fucking games.
Yeah.
Like, just have some fun. But at the same time, had Duke Nukem done that with more tact than just having it in there,
yes.
I think it would have been better.
So a very relevant question as I finish my Blue Lagoon. When you take your cherry out of a drink, do you reach for it, or do you just gulp it down by tilting your glass all the way back?
I don't know. This sounds hot. but that's not the end of our lawsuit legal trouble battle going on.
Oh, really?
Yes. Are you familiar with Nyan Cat?
Oh, come on, man. I don't want to talk about that.
Are you familiar with Keyboard Cat?
Yes, I love Keyboard Cat. I don't want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you standing up?
I
don't want to describe to the viewers what you're doing right now.
Yeah, don't worry about me. I just need to stretch. So, basically, the creator of those two videos...
Wait, it's the same guy?
No, they're both different, but they're both suing Warner Brothers because they appear in Scribblenauts Unlimited.
Really?
Like, you can... But
Warner Brothers publishes that?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Fifth Cell creates and Warner Brothers publishes.
Huh. Good game.
Yeah. It's really cool.
But...
I have it on my iPhone. But yes, they filed another class action lawsuit because those characters were put in without permission and they have not received any compensation for their work.
What about Cthulhu? You think Edgar Allan Poe is going to rise from the grave and sue them for that?
I don't think Edgar Allan Poe wants to sue them about the use of Cthulhu. But that yeah, I can understand if being upset about having these characters, like, not getting your permission to use your things.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole point of Scribblenauts is just to have all these, like, pop culture references and everything put in your game.
I think they've got grounds, though.
Yeah.
I mean, did they copyright the videos? I don't know.
I think they did.
Look at the size of that spider that's at our window.
Oh, shit.
That's
spinning
gross.
A web and
oh,
shit.
Man.
It's catching flies.
It's huge. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think that the video
but
creators
I think
are right.
When you create something like that without the intention of knowing how popular you're going to be, and at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I just don't know. Because it's a thing that somebody put on the internet that people love.
Yeah.
So why not, like, represent it in the game?
And it's more of a parody in Scribblenauts than it is, like,
mm-hmm.
taking the footage. So it's hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that I had my videos taken down by Square Enix on YouTube twice?
Oh my god.
Once I wanted to do a little test and see how popular my video would be, the fight between Cloud and Sephiroth, set to Through the Fire and Flames by Dragon Force. It was very popular, and then they took it down. And then I spent a week redubbing a scene from Final Fantasy VII Advent Children with my own voice as a parody, and that was really popular, and it got taken down.
But if it's parody, they can't do anything about it.
I was using the same, like, the exact...
Oh,
I ripped
fuck
the
you,
footage.
Andrew.
And I dubbed it with my own voice. It was so funny.
Are you going to put those back up?
I don't even know if I have the files.
Put
anymore.
That to the Ryerson Film Studies Facebook page. Everybody's going to love them.
It was very grade 10 humor, I'd argue. Maybe not the funniest anymore.
Yeah.
I thought it was well done, though. For
I wish you'd show me sometime.
I'll look for them.
Okay.
I'll post them on the Beard and Tie Fit page for anyone that likes Final Fantasy VII Advent Children.
Can I also say, there's a Let's Play that I watched, not Game Grumps. I mean, this is also a few years ago that happened. But apparently, him and a bunch of other Let's Players were asked to take down all their videos because they just had video games all over the place.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But apparently, it was completely false. But the person that was doing it, like, he had sent them a letter and actually fooled YouTube into thinking that this was true. So, yeah. Oh, and remember, I think, when Pokemon Black and White was released, when Bulbapedia and Smogon, after the Japanese version got released, they posted, like, all the Pokemon, because the game was already out, so they could do that. But then Nintendo asked them to take everything down.
And did they?
Yes. For about a week, didn't they?
Maybe a little bit less, but yeah, they did.
Which is weird, because there are two websites that are, like, the most important websites to your product, and you're asking them to, and, like, the game's already out.
You know Nintendo hates their fans, though.
I know.
Mother 3.
Which is why we do not have Wii U's at all.
I'm gonna get one. Deus Ex and Earthbound and Wind Waker, that's all it takes. I told you 3 games.
Games you've already played before.
They're all gonna be better. In some way.
Okay.
Earthbound, because I get to play
it
again.
Isn't Earthbound going to just be the same game?
At least I don't have to worry about my cartridge battery running out.
Okay, that's true. Nope. Oh, what's this?
What's this?
What is this? Okay. Okay, no.
False alarm.
Screw you, Mac.
Sorry, Mac.
I can't. Okay, I'll talk to you as soon as this episode's done. Okay, buddy?
Gareth got a Facebook message from a girl.
No, it's not a girl. It's just a guy with really long, luxurious hair.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
Sephiroth.
Okay, what else do you want to talk about tonight? Anything? Anything at all? We talked a lot about Iron Man and lawsuits and
E3. We had a very,
E3.
Very varied episode. See what I did there?
Metal Gear.
It can't be.
It's a Hind D.
What's a Russian gunship doing here?
What? It's a Hind C.
Come on, man.
It's a Hind B.
You know what? I think we need to stop this episode. Oh, wait.
Well, that's Hind A-OK.
That was good, actually.
Thanks.
That was good.
You were saying?
What?
You said Hind O.
Oh, I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, you said O as if you were about to say something.
Oh, I think I was just
saying,
God.
No, this is a great moment for the listeners. Okay, so nothing we should talk about? Nothing to talk about. No news? No news at all?
We've been talking for an hour.
An hour? More than enough to kill anything that moves.
That's what I look forward to the most about you playing Metal Gear games, is that I can actually quote them now.
Okay, let's see.
Loki's hair is terrible in the trailer for Thor 2?
Oh yeah, I saw a trailer for Thor 2, The Dark World, and when
Measured
I saw...
Measured Prime 2? Link to the Past, Dark World?
Oh god, I'm just trying to think. I'm just scrolling through pages of anything that we can talk about.
We've hit a low.
Like, Ho Ho Kum announced for PS3, PS4, and PS Vita. Okay, that's the problem with the Vita. They're announcing all these games that are also on other systems.
That's the appeal,
But why buy a PS Vita when I can already play these games without having to spend $250?
Don't be silly, Gareth. I mean, I know the Vita's
I know
a terrible system.
No, because you can't fucking take this argument, because you're going to buy a $300 console to play fucking Earthbound.
No.
A game you've already spent $500 on.
I really like Deus Ex, and Director's Cut's very appealing to me. Listen, it's because they want to play a PS3 on the go. That's what the Vita was supposed to be. That you could play these console games in your mom's minivan.
I don't know, man.
It didn't work that way, but that's still what the appeal is.
I just want them to make an original game for the system.
Like Gravity
a good
Rush?
Original game. Like a perfect original game.
Perfect.
I don't know.
Like 21.
Like, I don't know what I expect from Sony in the handheld department. I just... Something completely different from the console market. It's cool that you can link up, like... Because my brother was playing. I saw my brother this weekend, and he has a Vita, and he had PlayStation All Stars Battle Royale. He bought it on the PS3. Cross plays with the Vita. That's
a bad game though.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I don't know. I just, like, you should be expecting new and different games should be the number one selling point. I think as awesome as cross play between your two systems is awesome, it should be a secondary feature. You need new games to make people buy the system.
I agree. You know, I owned a PSP, and the only thing not just for the hacking, I bought it for some Square Enix games. The only thing it did was make me want to be able to play these games on a console.
Exactly.
Crisis Core, Dissidia, Peace Walker, which I could play on a console, Portable Ops. I just wanted to play these games on my PS3, and I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it made me want to do, so I think they failed in that regard.
And, like, there are a whole bunch of iPhone games that I have that, like, I don't really want to play them on the TV.
Do you know that
I'd want to play Horn on a console.
Oh, Horn's so fun.
I know.
Thank you, IGN,
for
giving it to
Horn is awesome.
Yeah. It'd be better on a console, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What's that game you hate, Infinity Blade? You know, I played that at an arcade. They have a full-screen version of it on, like, a 42-inch television.
How is it?
It's so stupid.
Oh, did you play this at Dave & Buster's?
Yeah, I played it at Dave & Buster's, and I just swiping my arms, making these big motions, and I got a couple tickets from it. But it's just so stupid. They had, like, nothing but iPhone ports there on these big arcade machines.
Mm-hmm. Like, they have Fruit Ninja as well.
Yeah, it was so stupid.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
We're just grumbling about everything, aren't we?
I don't know.
Like us on Facebook?
Yeah, please do. Like, even if you've only listened to this one episode, please like us on Facebook. Because, like, I've had a lot of people telling me that they listen to the show. They don't like us on Facebook.
In Lydia,
like,
yeah.
Like, honestly, guys. Honestly. Like,
if we don't get 30 likes by the end of the month,
We're not doing this anymore.
Yeah, so no one unlike us, though.
Kidding. We're still gonna do this. But, like, liking us on Facebook, it's... Honestly, it's the best way for us to gauge how many listeners we have and who we're broadcasting to and whatever. And we also interact with our fans.
We do.
Like, we want you to give us some stuff to talk about each episode. And I was a little late on posting it tonight, which is why... But it'll be better next time.
Always.
I also post some funny stuff, too. Not funny, but...
very entertaining. Subscribe to us, and we will make you giggle at least once a month.
Yes.
We'd also like to apologize for last episode for not including our theme song at the end, because we know a lot of people listen just for that.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, Liam. Bad communication between the two hosts that talked at each other for an hour.
Well, it didn't help that you were gone all week. Do you know that Gareth pretty much only came back to Toronto just for this? This is dedication, folks.
And a little film festival.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we have our film festival this week. Anyone in Toronto should come
yeah,
check
if
it out.
You're, I know that this is going to be up on Wednesday, sometime on Wednesday.
So you're
going
to probably miss day one of the film festival.
Yeah, but that's not important. What's just important is you only go to day two to see me and Andrew's film.
Devotion, playing at Rough.
And it's actually labeled as a Beard and Tie production.
Yes,
and we will
that,
sign your iPods or whatever
no,
else you listen to the podcast through.
I'll actually give you guys money if anyone shows up just from listening to the show.
I'm not going to give you money.
I will give you $5 each, anyone that comes from listening to the show. There it is.
That is only Andrew.
It's in writing.
I am not affiliated with his promotion. Okay, I think we should wrap this bitch up.
Hey man, that's the mean to woman.
Sorry, I think we should wrap this show up.
There you go.
Okay.
Let's go play some Metal Gear Solid.
Can I just say?
What?
Like, I know I've been busting your listeners' balls for not liking us on Facebook.
But thanks for
but
listening.
But I just want to say thank you very much for listening.
There
like,
we go.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Like, when we went to a party the other night, like, 3 weeks ago. yeah, and albeit all of our friends from school, but... I had a lot of people telling us that they loved the show.
And we very much
they listen to it all the time.
Chance.
So, guys, thank you. Thank you. I don't know why you'd want to listen to us talk for an hour.
And that's why we want you to tell us how you'd like us to improve the show. But mm-hmm. other than that, we're doing our best, and thanks for listening. It's the 10th anniversary of the first podcast. Is that correct?
No, anniversary is by year.
Oh, is it?
It's our 10th week anniversary. I think you need to specify week.
So that's like 2 months and a half.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Hmm.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
I should really try to get us media accreditation for
E3?
Yeah.
You think 30 E3 likes
in
Facebook will
one
do it?
Month.
Maybe next year, buddy.
I was actually looking at the media accreditation for Anime North.
Oh, yeah?
Apparently, you need to, if you're doing web broadcasts, you need 1,000 unique listeners every day. Which we have.
I don't even know if I'm going to Anime North this year.
Because you can't cosplay as Leon?
Fuck you, man.
That's what you told me.
Yeah, no, maybe I'll go as a stormtrooper just to fuck with the Japanese people. I don't know.
Yeah, go as that stormtrooper samurai that I saw in Nger.
Or Juan Solo.
Juan Solo. Cinco de Mayo.
I don't know. I could always go as Ryan Gosling from Drive.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah, because you have that jacket.
But I got
the Kenneth Anger jacket.
I do. I love jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Jacket cosplay.
This is going to be fucking hot in that convention center.
You know what? I got the boxers from Catherine and the wig. I could always just go as Vincent.
That's true. But put some horns on your head. Get an afro, put some horns,
boom. I even got the pillow, but my body simply is not in shape enough for that. So.
What? No, you look great.
You haven't seen me completely naked.
No, I've seen you almost completely naked.
Well, thank you, Gareth.
Beard and Tie, episode 10.
Thanks.
We're out.
You don't need a reason to help people.